Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will continue our discussion on fiction and non-fiction. Now, we have already discussed few important critical opinions, in particular by V.S. Naipaul, by Philip Sidney, as well as I.A. Richards, on the nature of fiction. So, continuing our discussion on fiction and non-fiction, another thing you should keep in mind is that some newer forms of fiction have developed in the past few decades. And one such type of fiction is surfiction, okay, S-U-R-F-I-C-T-I-O-N, surfiction. And this term was coined by Raymond Federman in 1973. And broadly speaking, this term denotes fiction, which makes little or no attempt to be realistic or naturalistic, and it emphasizes its own fictional status. And it may not be intended to mean anything. And in other words, it is basically a style of fiction that rejects realism, and it advertises its own fictional status. And this term was coined by Raymond Federman in his work called Surfiction, A Position. Okay, this is the title of the work in which this term first appeared. Okay, Surfiction, A Position. And later on it was reprinted in a collection of essays called Surfiction, Fiction Now and Tomorrow. Okay, Surfiction, Fiction Now and Tomorrow. This is the complete title, and this was basically a collection of essays published in 1975. But as I said, this word was coined 2 years earlier, means in 1973. So as a small recap, you should remember three things. First, this word was coined by Raymond Federman. Second, this word first came in the work called Surfiction, A Position, and later on it was reprinted in a collection of essays called Surfiction, Fiction Now and Tomorrow. Okay? Surfiction, Fiction Now and Tomorrow. Third cheez kya yaad rakhni hai aapko, that unlike realistic fiction, which invites the reader or the audience to identify with the characters, in surfiction, it is different because surfiction emphasizes its own fictional status. Okay? Now after that, metafiction. Now what is metafiction? Now metafiction can be any work of fiction which seems preoccupied by its own fictionality or with the nature of fiction in general. Okay? So in the same way as a meta language, okay, meta language reflects on language or languages, metafiction is fiction about the subject of fiction itself. And metafiction differs from the realist fiction. The realist fiction of, let's say, Charles Dickens. Metafiction is different from that, or let's say opposite to that. Because what is the purpose or the rationale of realist fiction or realism? To somehow convey to the audience or to the readers that what they are reading or what they are viewing is a reflection of reality. And also to allow the readers to identify with the characters in the story. Okay, this is the basic purpose of realist fiction. So, realist fiction will employ all kinds of techniques, such as linear narrative, okay? Uske baad cause and effect, after that detailed description, rich characters and dialogue, to encourage readers to feel that what they are reading corresponds with reality. Whereas, metafiction has a different purpose, okay? Metafiction, by contrast, obliges its readers to consider first and foremost its own fictional nature. Metafiction will disrupt the illusion that fiction gives direct access to the real world. So instead of conveying to the readers that what they are reading is a reflection of reality, metafiction will say that what they are viewing or reading is not reality at all. It is fiction. And to achieve this end, metafiction employs some techniques. So common techniques include beginnings and endings, which comment on the nature of beginnings and endings. Okay? Then the appearance of the author as a character who may well discuss the process of writing the narrative. Uske baad, other techniques can be the realization by the characters that they are merely characters. And a good example of metafiction can be the work by John Fowles called The French Lieutenant's Woman. Okay, very famous novel by John Fowles, The French Lieutenant's Woman. Because in this novel, the author appears as a character in the story as well. After that, there are multiple endings. So, there are plenty of techniques in this novel to convey to the readers or to the audience that what they are watching is not real but fiction. Okay? And see, metafiction is often most closely associated with postmodern literature of the late 20th century and is commonly understood to be motivated by a perception of the shortcomings of realist fiction. But you should keep one thing in mind is that metafiction didn't begin with the postmodern era or did not begin in the postmodern era. There are examples of metafiction novels or literature in earlier eras or in earlier times as well. And one such very famous example can be of Laurence Sterne's novel called Tristram Shandy. You might have read this, and this is a reflexive novel, but at the same time, it can be considered an example of metafiction. And this novel was published in 1760, from 1760 to 1767. And let me tell you that this novel was published in 9 volumes. That is why it took almost 6-7 years for the author to publish 9 volumes. Okay? And there are a lot of digressions in this novel. So this is also a good example of metafiction. So as a small recap, aapko kya yaad rakhna hai? First, metafiction is different from realistic fiction and almost opposite to realistic fiction. Second, some examples of metafiction, for example, the famous novel of Laurence Sterne, Tristram Shandy. ठीक है, उसके बाद आपको ये याद रखना है कि what are the techniques that are employed by metafiction to indicate its fictional nature, the way we had in surfiction, remember? But of course, surfiction and metafiction are not the same. They are similar, but not the same. Both of them, whether it be surfiction or metafiction, are against realistic fiction, against the principles of realism and realistic fiction. So along with this, remember the techniques that metafiction employs to indicate its fictional nature and how it is different from the techniques that are employed in realistic fiction. Okay? Now after that, there is another important term called fabulation. Okay? F-A-B-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. Fabulation. This is a term used by some modern critics to refer to a mode of modern fiction that openly delights in its self-conscious verbal artifice, thus departing from the conventions of realism. And the name of Robert Scholes, okay, Robert Scholes, S-C-H-O-L-E-S, Robert Scholes is very famous, and he's the one who has said to have coined this term, fabulation. And there is a very famous book of his called The Fabulators, okay, The Fabulators, which came out in 1967, and it basically describes fabulation in the works of writers like John Barth. Okay, when you read American literature, John Barth is an important modern writer. Now, after that, there is also another American writer called Kurt Vonnegut. Okay, Kurt Vonnegut. K-U-R-T, Kurt. V-O-N-N-E-G-U-T. Vonnegut. Kurt Vonnegut. So, what Robert Scholes does in his work, The Fabulators, is that he describes the fabulation in the works of John Barth and Kurt Vonnegut and also others as an essentially comic and allegorical mode of fiction that often adopts the forms of romance or of the picaresque novel. So, in other words, fabulation style or the style of fabulation basically means a writing style that does not fit into the traditional categories of realism or romance. And it is somewhat similar to magic realist mode of writing. So, broadly, this is what fabulation means. So, remember the name of Robert Scholes. As I said that Scholes is the person who popularized this term fabulation. And earlier I had spoken about the term metafiction. This term metafiction was also popularized by Robert Scholes. Okay? And if you read M.H. Abrams' literary terms, M.H. Abrams says that fabulative novels violate in various ways standard novelistic expectations by drastic and sometimes highly effective experiments with subject matter, form, style, temporal sequence, and fusions of everyday, the fantastic, the mythical, the nightmarish, in renderings that blur traditional distinctions between what is serious or trivial, horrible or ludicrous, or tragic or comic. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, you should remember these three terms, metafiction, surfiction, fabulation, and the name of the people who popularized these terms. In particular, Robert Scholes, and also some examples from the field of literature, some literary examples.